This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, now some of you, for some reason, people were wishing each other have a great weekend yesterday. And by my calculations, that's a couple of days prematurely. And I know a lot of people have tomorrow off. Trevor and I will be here laboring in the vineyards. I don't know why they call it vineyards. Salt mines? No, this isn't a salt mine. Whatever. All right, so the point being that regardless of what your plans are, we will independently be here to help you with whatever it is that's on your mind. We have a bunch of stuff to talk about. For those of you who listen religiously, bless your little heart, and know that we didn't get to theater yesterday, you are absolutely correct. And the reason we didn't is the reason if we don't get to something that is at least loosely scheduled is because we get phone calls that preempt it. And I will always take a phone call over essentially everything because I figure the phone calls, for a whole lot of reasons. One is there's an immediacy to it. One is that's really what the mission statement of the program is. One is it's always seemed to me kind of rude to say, well, I know you have a problem you want to talk about, but don't worry about that. I'm going to tell you about something else. So for that reason, we will get to them today. In addition to telling you about movies, some of which actually opened yesterday because I don't know, everybody's decided. I guess if we get a holiday that starts on a Saturday, it throws the entire world off. And for those of you who are paying attention, when we did the leap second, Trevor, did you know about the leap second?
I did know that, yes.
Okay, see, Trev knows. The world did not come to an end as we know it. Everybody, it's kind of, I know, I was going to say, it's kind of like we all get all upset about everything. But you know what it is. And, I hate to sort of badmouth my colleagues. But by definition, news is the unusual, right? If it happened all the time, it would be news. So I think that, and I think the news media in this country is one of the reasons why we put up a happy story every day, which may be a little sappy. But it's, kind of a minor attempt to offset the fact that the news almost, if you had to characterize it, it's to scare the living daylights out of you, right? I mean, look at any story, and it's basically to say, you think you're safe, but you're not. And, I don't view it necessarily as a malignant plot, except on my bad days. But I do view it as a lamentable way to live your life. So this is, we sort of try and offset it. In fact, I did, as many of you know, this is the day of the week where I do an interview with Doug Steffen and his gang on Good Day, which is his program is heard every place. And today they wanted me to talk about the comment of have you ever noticed people who are the luckiest are the ones who work the hardest? And so they actually asked me a question about did I think that there was such a thing as luck? And I said, or did I just think it was hard work? And I said, which is very characteristic of me, right, that I thought that the answer was somewhere in between. The joke is, if you ask me what time it is, I'll give you at least three alternatives. I'll start with two, but I always get to three. All right, and the reason I said that is really not to be particularly obtuse or argumentative, but to understand that to a very large extent, we cannot control what happens to us. And like, I live across from a very busy highway that I have to cross to get to the mainland, basically on a daily basis. And so I always view it as good luck if somehow the signals are working in my favor. All right, so I do think that there is such a thing as happenstance. There is a lot of things over which we cannot control, and I guess you could call that luck. That when I make the light, it's good luck. When I get there, just as the light is changing, it's bad luck. But it would seem to me that so there's that one whole portion of things over which we essentially have no control. But then there's the other part, which is why I say somewhere in the middle, that we have ultimate choice about how we respond. So what happens to us, we probably can't control to a certain extent. But how we respond, we can. So when the light is beginning to change, I can either decide to take my life in my own hands and cross the avenue of death, la rue de mort, or wait And when I'm waiting, I can either sit there and say, oh, I can't believe it. This is going to be a terrible day. I missed the light. Or I can say, you know, I could count how many red cars go by in the next 3 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever it is. Or I can talk to the person next to me, or I can kind of take deep cleansing breaths. Or so the point being that I think that our lives are somewhere in the middle of that notion of luck. Because if people say, well, I only have bad luck, there is no such thing. I mean, there are things that happen. But part of it is just perspective of what I can do about this. The other example that they offered me to respond to today was the Thomas Edison. Do you know his middle name was Alva? Of course you did. From New Jersey. So that he had tried to make the light bulb work like 2,000 times. And they said, so the answer is never give up. And I said, well, you have to remember, underneath all this, I'm a psychologist, and I'm not sure that that's the right answer either. Because my sort of way of describing it is, if you push button A and B pops up, and every time you push A, B pops up, stop pushing, and you hate B, stop pushing A. Because assuming it'll turn out differently this time is not rational. However, what Edison did was, he didn't keep doing the same thing every time. What he viewed it as, every one of the times he failed was a chance to learn something about why he failed and what to do next time. And that's my approach, is that there is a value to perseverance. But you have to be willing to persevere by learning from your mistake, as opposed to repeating your mistake. There was a great comment on the interview that I did, that we played last week, that said, you can treat your past as either a club or a school. And, you know, I just thought that was brilliant, because if you treat your past as a club, right, that this is something I've joined, I'm a member, this is how I'm going to define myself. You know, I'm an elk, or I'm a Girl Scout, or I'm a Shriner. What, do they even have Shriners anymore? They probably do. Like Radio Shack. Don't go there. Okay, so it's either a club that you join, and that's how you define yourself, or it's a school. Where, okay, I learned something. I don't have to be there forever. I just have to learn what I need to learn and then graduate and go on to the next thing. And I just thought that was such a great way of thinking about it. And we all know people who treat their past as a club. And hopefully we know people, and hopefully that would include ourselves, as a school. And there are also different areas of our life in which we probably are more prone to join the club as opposed to graduate the school. So. Alrighty, 855-99-3759. Let me do that in a slightly easier way for you, perhaps, to remember, which is 855-993-7569. As one of my beloved listeners pointed out, people are used to hearing phone numbers as 3, 3, and 4. So don't do 3, 2, 5. So I'm learning. Today is World Sports Journalist Day. Well, you guys just go for it. I saw a movie last night, which it doesn't come out, I think, till the middle of August, called Trainwreck. And I'm not going to review it for you now, except that it's raunchy and funny. But LeBron James is in it. And he is this guy, I know he already has a career, folks. But, man, he is just wonderful. And he nearly steals the movie out from underneath Amy Schiller and Bill Hader. I mean, he's really hilarious. He's such a presence. I mean, he's got all that charisma and all that height and all that, you know, that the body and the tats and the, you know, and the charisma. And he's got a really cute face. But man, he just steals the movie out from underneath everybody. I just thought I'd point that out. It's also to make you feel a little less comfortable. It's a national, it's World UFO Day. Which seems absolutely consistent with the fact that NASA is unveiling a boomerang-shaped plane to fly on Mars. Right? When in doubt, bring your own UFO. Alrighty. And for those of you who now understand that there's still a Radio Shack, I'm still tempted to go and get my $99 drone, even though somebody got one big sued for shooting down somebody else's drone. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't do a drone for spying. You know, I already know more about most people than I want to know, but it would be kind of fun to have something that flew around and I got to bring back. But, you know, I don't know about the boomerang part. All right, 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
I got to go find a different headphone. I don't want to hear you. I want to hear you describe me. That's it. We'll be right back. Oh, yes. That's great. Where do you have an issue?
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Inky Black.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Friday, day in history, which many of you have kind of either emailed me or told me in person you really kind of like, which I do too, just because there are these kind of swirly little patterns that sort of turn out that, you know, the days all of a sudden in history for like 1,000 years have all become kind of days of revolution. Or there was a huge amount of Canada stuff this week because it was Canada Day was yesterday. So, you know, all right, Trevor, I'll ask you this question because you weren't here yesterday, so maybe you don't know, so it'll be fun. Okay, do you know what the Canadian National Anthem is?
Oh, Canada, our home and
absolutely, neighbor. Absolutely. You go to hockey games.
I sang it
you
for
knew anyway.
Game. Yeah.
All right, so I'm just teasing. All right, so do you know when it was adopted as the Canadian National Anthem?
Yesterday. I don't know.
That day in history is correct, but what year? Good guess. Very well done. He's learning,
know,
folks.
Probably, what do you want to say, like 1860 or something?
That's sort of what I would have guessed. But it's not. It's 1980.
Wow. That's
yeah.
Not
wrong. Yeah. So that's from what amazing. I surmised was that they did God Save the Queen, which quite often they do. I've been at Canadian hockey games. I think at American hockey games they just do. They do the national anthem here and then they do O Canada. But I think I've been to Canadian once and I think they do both. And that was my surmising. Because it was Canada Day yesterday, I don't know. Hopefully somebody from Canada will call and tell us that I'm either completely correct or completely misled. But and we also found out that Radio Shack, in spite of my of gobs of closing, still has a couple of outposts, which I didn't know. So yesterday was kind of an interesting. Isn't that fascinating? It was 1980.
Yeah, that's way more modern than I would have thought.
Yeah, yeah. And as I said, the only thing I can figure is that it was before that was because it was. I mean, Canada has been independent for longer than that, but they apparently still played. As far as I know, God Save the Queen, or King. Okay, and because I was doing Day in History. In 1698, Thomas Savery patented the first steam engine, which isn't who we attribute it to, right? Fulton is who we think did the first steam engine.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
But let's see what it says. What's Fulton's first name? Robert, I think, Fulton? Let's see. Fulton Steam, let's say. Steamboat Inn. Fulton Steamboat. Let's see what it says. See, I always get these ideas after I've started talking, so I actually don't have them. Well, they're telling me about a Steamboat Inn, which isn't actually what I care about. I think his name is Robert. Robert Fulton. I was right. Okay.
What about James Watt? The electricity kind of measurement was named after him.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends who has the better PR agent.
Yeah.
It says, although Robert Fulton did not invent the steamboat, it is commonly believed he was instrumental in making steamboat travel a reality. So there. So see?
Yeah.
Doesn't that make you feel like you learned something here? See, we try and teach you things. So that, and it's not only to make your life better, it's to make you much more competitive at Trivial Pursuit. That's really my goal. Well, it's my secondary goal. My primary is to make your life work better. All right. So the next time someone says steamboat, and somebody pops up with Robert Fulton, you're going to say, nay, nay, Thomas Savery.
Mm-hmm.
Dun, dun, dun. This is a good news story. 1777, Vermont becomes the first American territory to abolish slavery. Live free or die. Is that Vermont? I'm not sure that's true. I think Vermont is the, live free or die may be New Hampshire. I don't know. I lived in New England, and it all sort of blurs. I liked it, but it's blurry. Listen, if you went to school, if before you did New England, you did Texas, all of New England could fit in part of Texas. So it just, that's not necessarily the chauvinist statement it appears to be. 1890, the Congress passed Sherman Antitrust Act. I used to debate that in high school. I wasn't in high school in 1890. Cut me some slack here. This is a really important day in our business. 1897. Guglielmo Marconi obtains a patent for
radio.
You got it.
Woo-hoo.
In London. There you go. I actually gave out the Marconi Award a couple of years ago, so I did all the I did a little slideshow about Marconi.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he actually did the idea for radio for the Navy to be able to be in touch with for the Navy to be able to in touch from boat to boat, I think. In 1900, the first Zeppelin flight takes place on Lake Constance near Friedrichshafen, Germany. There you go. Hence the term Zeppelin, as opposed to, I don't know, big fat balloon. In 1900, John Sibelius' Finlandia received its premier performance in Helsinki. We had to learn to play that in high school, junior high school, something like that. First artificial heart. Self-contained artificial heart was implanted in 2001. That's relatively recent, right? 14 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
2002, Steve Fawcett becomes the first person to fly solo around the world nonstop in a balloon. Man. I mean, this is one of those little-known facts. I have my hot air balloon license, pilot's license. Now, this is one of those things. There are many things in my life I've worked very hard for. That is not one of them. Although I have piloted hot air balloons. Would I trust me to pilot my own hot air balloon? Not really. But basically, you have to have a certain number of flights. And I, believe it or not, used to be on the Pro-Am circuit. And actually once went up in a tornado, which is just plain stupid. It was fun, but it was really plain stupid. And, of course, crashed. And I will tell you sort of a piece of trivia that you probably already know, which is, did you know when you travel in a hot air balloon what you're supposed to take with you?
I believe you told me this once, and it was champagne.
Absolutely. Do you know why?
You said it was to appease any farmers whose land you might besmirch with your crash landing.
Or any cow that you land on.
Well, hopefully the cow would move.
Well, you know, cows can sometimes be a little dumb, but I've actually landed in somebody's front lawn. People are not quite as amused. The neighbors think it's great. Landing on somebody's lawn does not necessarily endear you to them, but sort of shoving a bottle of relatively good champagne in their face actually works pretty well. If nothing else, most people will put out at least one hand to get the champagne, which means they're not going to slap you quite as hard. So it's a good thing. All right, in 2013, the International Astronomical Union names Pluto's fourth and fifth moons Kerberos and Styx. But what they really did, which frosted all of us, was that they deconstructed Pluto as a planet. Let's all boo together.
Boo.
Yeah, we're not happy about that. All right, there you go.
If I'm not mistaken, they brought Pluto back. I'm going to check. I'm going to do some fact checking though on that.
I don't think they did, but that would be really good. I mean, there's huge outcry. They just said it wasn't a planet anymore. Which, and look, I mean, Pluto was one of our faves. I mean, partially because of Disney, I think, but nevertheless, I just thought that was basically. I mean, I just had in my head this terrible ceremony where they ripped the moons off Pluto and said, "Okay, you're only a star. Go away." Yeah, I get very affected by these things. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, as I mentioned, our priority, our mission statement is to be as responsive to y'all as we possibly can be. And our first choice is always phone calls, for the obvious reason. It's a radio program. We can't play charades here with you. We really cannot. And emails are our second for us. I mean, responding on Facebook is fine, but that's our question to you or our, and you guys, I mean, it's not that I deplore it because I don't. You guys come up with extraordinary responses. You never cease to amaze me. So you're great at that. But the more personal, the better. Look, I'm an intimacy junkie. What can I tell you? So, emails are second only to phone calls in terms of priority. So we have some stacked up. So I thought we'd really, deal with an email right here because we have a little bit of time. Yes?
Yes.
And this is apparently a long email. So lay it on me, Trev.
All right. This one comes to us anonymously and is a bit of a follow-up. Here we go. Wrote to you about my seriously mentally ill brother and his arsenal slash paranoia, etc.
Right.
I wept when you read my email. Tears of relief, but also fear. Thank you. We've done all except contact the NRA, and I'm crafting that letter right now. Thank you for the idea. In my family, we have registered nurses, therapists, social workers, attorneys, teachers, etc. All people familiar with the commitment processes and laws surrounding mental illness. We have had him committed several times. He always ends up out because there's no place for him long term. One thing I may have failed to mention is that he has a gun dealer license. Emphasis. He was granted this even with his background because the background checks couldn't or don't even begin to tie into the things they should. I wish people could understand how simple it is for extremely paranoid, seriously mentally ill people can get weapons or pieces of weapons to assemble themselves. He can make his own bullets because he has the equipment to do so. It's a bullet reloader. He picks up the casings at firing ranges. My brother's brilliant. He is a published author. He graduated from high school at 11 years of age. He has hacked our computers to get any information. He can outsmart just about anyone. He is finally required to see a therapist. I'm hoping a psychiatrist, but he lives in a rural area with very few resources to begin with, and it takes a long time for them to catch up to his manipulation. Good mental health options are just not really available where he lives. I would love to talk to you about this, but I fear he would recognize not only my voice, but his story. And because the internet just fuels his story, it's not only him I worried about being hurt, but the other paranoid and ill people he has gained community with online. He has told me he has several associates that will act upon his incarceration or death. So I'm trapped. We can't get out of Dodge. Any additional wisdom you have would be great, and I'd be more than happy to answer questions via this format. Thank you.
Okay, let me just... She wrote to me yesterday, and you can hear the gist of her email yesterday, which is that she has a mentally ill brother, and she did not mention that he was a dealer. She mentioned that he had an arsenal, that he threatened to kill her, that he has threatened other people in the past. And so you can hear that there's still a great deal of fear. And you know, it's a more global question. I mean, there's several really major issues here. One is, what do we do when we know that somebody has dangerous thoughts and the ability to act out those dangerous thoughts? And the reason, believe it or not, that I suggested that you get in touch with the NRA is that the NRA has a vested interest in basically having people believe that they are responsible American citizens, which I think they are. But what they don't want, presumably, if I were on the NRA, and it's a little hard, to be quite honest, for me to put myself in exactly those kind of situations. But what, look, any group has a PR issue, right? They need to make people feel that they are responsible, that they are patriotic, that they share goals and philosophy with the majority of people, because otherwise they become marginalized. Okay, and most groups don't want to become marginalized. They want to be vaguely mainstream, if nothing else, to attract members and funding. Okay, and that's just sort of the economics of social interaction. So I'm saying that, believe it or not, even though it goes against sort of the logic at first blush, that getting in touch as a family member with the NRA saying, look, there's a difference between responsible gun ownership and putting guns in the hand of somebody who is mentally unstable. So tell me what we can do about this. And this is a group that has a vested interest as much as anybody else in this country in making sure that, because part of their statement, their mission statement is the only way to stop bad people with guns is good people with guns. Well, I think we need to expand that statement to say that people may not be bad, but they may be mentally unbalanced. And so the point is that you don't want people who may not be evil in the usual sense of the word, but they are incapable of acting responsibly. They are incapable of acting responsibly, period. And the fact that they are armed means that their irresponsible acts can have disastrous consequences far beyond any particular interaction. Okay? So a group that says that the way to stop misuse is with responsible use is obviously going to be has a vested interest in this kind of situation. We're not going to wipe out mental illness in this country anytime soon. But it also speaks to a larger problem of how do you, as a loving family member, deal with somebody who has obvious emotional issues. Because not only are they a threat to society in general, they're a threat to themselves. So how do we deal with it? And saying, well, rural area, I get it. But it would seem to me that what we need to do is figure out a way in with this guy. Because the more he feels, I mean, the problem about paranoia is just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you. So he has to have the sense, not that you're out to get him, not that you're afraid of him, but that you love him. And I can hear that you do. I hear that you're very frightened. But I also hear that you're frightened for him as well as of him. So the question is, how do we do this? And it may be that you say he's in a rural area, but you've got a huge number of family members who are professionals. And maybe one of the things that we do is say, look, tell us what we can do to help you. That it must feel terrible to feel that, I mean, you're a brilliant guy. You finished high school at 11. But, I mean, he ain't Doogie Howser. He's clearly somebody. And we know that schizophrenia tends to be... It's not causal. It's not because you're smart and therefore you're schizophrenic. But we know that schizophrenia, for unbeknownst reasons, tends to be associated with a higher IQ than not. Not always. And it's certainly not causal. But there is some association there. So what if, and again, your personal safety has to be taken into consideration here. But what if we could say, and it probably can't be a group. It probably can't be you and the rest of the family. So it has to be the person with whom he feels the most comfortable. Not to say you're crazy and you need some help, but what can we do to help you? We're concerned that we don't get to see you very often. Because if you start with the guns, it's not going to work. Especially somebody who is feeling that everybody's out to get him, nobody understands him, and he needs... I guess the word I'm searching for is the more vulnerable he feels, the less likely he is to put down his weapons, not only his physical weapons, not only his arsenal, but his emotional weapons, his emotional defensiveness. So somehow we have to help him to feel, and whatever family member has the most ready access to him emotionally, to say, what can we do to help you? The family misses you. We care about you. And see, because you can't start with the gun issue. It's not that it's not crucial, and I understand exactly what you're saying, but it's not going to be effective. So is there somebody in the family, and it may be a younger child, it may be a niece or a nephew with whom he feels close, and what you have to do is make sure that person isn't putting themselves in an unreasonable danger, in danger. I would still, as I said yesterday, I would still stick with my advice yesterday of getting in touch with the NSA. Because foreign terrorism is part of their focus, but so is homegrown. And this guy certainly has a possibility where he has an arsenal, he can make his own guns, he is paranoid, of being a threat. And while we may deplore the lack of privacy that has happened because of the Patriot Act, in this particular case, it may work for you. So, and I know it may seem a little duplicitous to sort of, on the one hand, work to earn his trust, and on the other hand, be willing to... essentially out him to people who can at least keep an eye on him. I don't think that they're mutually exclusive because I think on a personal level, you don't have the power to disarm him. Government agencies may or may not. The NRA may be able to appeal to him on a ground of, look, you're giving us a bad name, let us help you, which is kind of an intermediate. But as family members, you're not going to be able to disarm him. Although I will tell you a quick story. I actually knew somebody who was going through a divorce, and I happened to know that he had a gun. And I actually told somebody that I knew very well to go and take the gun and hide it because I was worried. I was worried that he was either suicidal or homicidal. But that was one gun, one person, and it was kind of an episodic kind of thing. This is a lot larger issue. Call me if you need me or email me if you need me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're going from Ann the Anonymous's really scary email to something that is almost as scary. That's kind of a tongue-in-cheek, and I don't mean to in any way diminish Ann's anguish about what is a very scary situation. And it's not unique to her. Did you see that Macy's is going to end its business relationship with Donald Trump? New York City is reviewing its contracts because of his comments. Did you hear his comments?
I didn't actually.
Pardon?
I didn't actually hear what he
said. All right, let me tell you what he said, which is really, it is, he's supposedly running for mayor, right? he apparently has a contract with the city to run a golf course in the Bronx and manages two public skating rinks in Central Park. He described immigrants from Mexico to the United States as, quote, drug runners and rapists during a speech on June 16th to announce plans to seek the Republican nomination for president.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
I mean, it's not even like he was misquoted, right?
Right.
NBC cut ties with Trump and the Miss USA and Miss Universe pageant, saying it was due to the recent derogatory statements by Donald Trump regarding immigrants. The pageants are part of a 50-50 joint venture with NBC Universal, a subsidiary of Comcast. Aura TV, owned by Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim and TV personality Larry King, said it canceled a project with Trump. Slim's spokesman called Trump's comments totally out of line and racist. Yeah, think. Univision last week pulled the July 12th Miss USA pageant. Trump filed a $500 million lawsuit against the Spanish-language TV network for dropping the event. Oh, good luck on that one. Macy said it would phase out Trump's menswear collection, which it sold since 2004. Macy's is a company that stands for diversity and inclusion. We have no tolerance for discrimination in any form. You go, Macy's. Good for you. In light of statements made by Donald Trump, which are inconsistent with Macy's values, we've decided to discontinue our business relationship with Mr. Trump. Trump fired back, saying in a statement it was his decision to end ties with Macy's because of the pressure being put on them by outside sources. He said he was not happy that his products were being made in China. While selling Trump ties and shirts at Macy's is a small business in terms of dollar volume, my principles are far more important and therefore much more valuable, the Trump organization said. Trump told followers, those who believe in tight border security, stopping illegal immigration, and smart trade deals with other countries should boycott Macy's. 700,000 people had signed a MoveOn.org petition calling on Macy's to cut ties with Trump. Donald Trump is finding out that Hispanics have real power, and it's not just political power, it's economic power, said Fernando Mateo, chairman of Hispanics Across America. Trump-branded merchandise is also sold by a number of online retailers, including eBay and Amazon. Representatives from both companies declined to comment. They will. You watch. All right. So Trevor just said to me, I mean, what is this? Does he really think he had a chance of running for president? You have to remember he did this before. And my answer is no. It's just a way for him to get publicity. But the scary thing is, in a poll that was done, and it may have just been a local poll. I don't know. They didn't say what area it covered. But he and Christie were running neck and neck as the most visible, which they're not the most visible, Jeb Bush presumably is, candidates, but they were the front runners in terms of the Republican nomination. That's scary. So we have, all right, so what we put up on Facebook is what do we do about the Donald? Now, do I think this is going to irrevocably harm him? Lamentably is not a fair word. Probably not. I mean, this guy is Teflon. I mean, part of it is I think that people don't take him seriously, which is, I mean, I think they view him more as a clown than a real sort of serious whatever. But my guess, I mean, remember with the Marla Maples thing and with the divorce and the Ivana must be just laughing all the way to the to her bank account. I don't know. At any rate, so that's on Facebook. He responded to that. And in a similar story that has absolutely nothing to do with it, we carried the story, I think, earlier this week about, let's see, what did I just do? I just lost it. About Whole Foods. Not only are they expensive, but they actually cheat about how much is in the package, so they're overcharging you. They made some mistakes, they're saying, in a video posted to the company's blog. After an investigation in New York City said the high-end grocery chain consistently overcharges for prepackaged food. Straight up, we made some mistakes. We want to own that. Yeah, you own it once you're busted. An online investigation, June 24th, alleged that Whole Foods stores have consistently listed improper weights on prepackaged food, resulting in an overcharge from 80 cents to nearly $15 per item. The department tested 80 product categories across the 8 Whole Foods stores open at the time. One more since opened. And it turned out that all of them were wrong. and there was only, I think, one that was underweight. They said they were unintentional. They're incorrect prices sometimes in the customer's favor. Well, they found of the 80 that one was. Errors are inadvertent and happen because it's a hand-on approach to bringing you fresh food. Yes, including their thumb on the weight. The disputes the departments claim that it's systematically overcharged. We apologize for any discrepancies. Sorry for the inconvenience of charging you twice what it should have been. Her department, the commissioner, said she's gratified they're admitting the deficiencies in how they labor the prepackaged foods. We will remain vigilant and hold Whole Foods and other supermarkets accountable for misleading and deceptive practices. They could face fines for thousands of violations of mislabeling. The fine for the first violation is as much as $950 and up to $1,700 for subsequent. Fines are assessed per type of food. They want to make sure that there's pricing accuracy. There you go. So, have you ever shopped at Whole Foods?
I think I bought a couple of bars of soap there once.
Well, their own brands of our stuff are pretty good. But, I have a story. I shopped at a very famous store in New Jersey because I was visiting a friend. And I always, when I'm in the burbs, go to a suburban stores because they're much better, bigger, and they have freebie stuff to taste. And they're usually cheaper. And I love corn on the cob. And this store had frozen ears of corn. Which, I mean, I just think is, I mean, in the summer there's nothing better than fresh, but in the winter to have real corn and fast freezing, you can just put them in water and they're terrific. And it said there were four and there were only three. I've never forgiven that store. That means I paid 30% more than I thought I was paying, 33% more than I was paying. Not amused about this. And my friend still laughs about it. I will not tell you the name of the store because they'll probably sue me, but they're very well known. And they're not an inexpensive store to begin with. But I was so offended. I was so outraged. And man, when I'm outraged, Sadie, bar the door. 855-993-7569. Give me a holler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.